It was an experience meeting him, as it is for everyone. And I think I knocked on the door the first time I went up, and he said, Kirk, he said, come in. And I said what I would normally say is, shall I take my shoes off? And his response was, let's have sex. And I thought, okay. Like I knew, I think I said, shall I take my shoes off first? And then realized that actually, you know, when you spend time with people who live with Tourette's, the first rule is really to ignore the tick that they say to you. And we sat down, and there were many occasions on that first visit where he hit me between the legs, or he punched me and stopped a fraction of an inch from my nose, and I'd go and put a cup of coffee down on the floor, and he'd shout, you know, don't do that. And then he'd say, oh, that was just a tick, and I was there with the coffee. And so there were, I felt like I got to know him really quickly, and I also felt like I'd known him for many years because I'd seen him on TV or you know, online and in different projects. But I really enjoyed the time I spent with him and was totally and completely convinced that there was a really strong film idea here. I think one of the reasons why I feel like the film is relevant to the modern world is, you know, we've, for good reason, we live in a world now where people are very careful about what they say, how they say it, you know, are they going to upset anyone? And it's really interesting for me to then look at a condition where people cannot help what they say. And someone said to me, they said, you realize you've got the most woke, unwoke film you could ever imagine. And I didn't connect initially. And I said, well, what do you mean? And they said, because you have someone who's saying absolutely every single thing possible that he should not say in a modern world, but he cannot help say it. So he needs support, he needs love, he needs understanding. And I thought, okay, that kind of works.